so it I don't know how you're gonna answer this question, but I'm just gonna pitch it to you and see if you're ready to answer it. Otherwise, we'll just push it.
Yo, over. You're scaring me.
Hello, everyone. My name is Yashna.
And I'm Kalpana.
Welcome to the Worth of Our Opinion podcast.
We are Indian postgrads in psychology, one among those that actually can't read your mind. We share our experiences and conflicts of the world, the other, and the self. Now, our content is not limited to the field that we're studying. We value listening with the intention to understand, and on this podcast, we share perspectives in a real, meaningful, and simple way.
But before we begin, a little disclaimer. We are going to be talking about so many topics on this podcast, and when we're talking about them, when we're in that zone of flow, we may not be aware of the generalizations we may be making at that moment. We believe that there are exceptions that exist for everything, and we would like to take full responsibility for all that we share and speak about. Playing.
Yep, bro. Hi, everyone. We are back again with another episode. I think that should be our catchphrase. Yashin and I were trying to brainstorm. Okay, what should be a catchy catchphrase besides we're Indian postgrads? But literally, we both always start with, we're back again with another episode. That might as well be ours. Yashna has been yawning for, like, I think 5 times in the past 20 seconds. And that's been pissing the shit out of me. Okay, that's a lot of cuss words in one sentence. Yeah. But yeah.
And also, how can I yawn 5 times in 20 seconds?
It just happened, okay? You yawned twice in 10 seconds. No, wait. 20 seconds. Did I say 2 minutes or 20 seconds? I don't know at this point.
20 seconds.
Oh, shit. Guys, I meant she yawned 5 times in 2 minutes. Yas. Okay. All right. Dude, every time I say yas, I feel good when I say it. But immediately after I say it, I'm like, cringe. Why are you so cringy?
Oh my yes.
God. Dude, come on. Don't even get me started. Anyway, I actually came to the townhouse, and it's kind of outskirts to the city. And so that's why if my audio sounds a little weird this time, it's probably because of that. I pushed my mom out to go work in the garden for 1 hour so we could record today's episode.
But is it echoey over there?
I don't know. I mean, I think it is. Like, it's just me sitting in one big room. So I think it's echoey, but I don't know. Anyway, we're back here again, 2021. How was New Year for you? Like, how did you feel? I know, New Year. Did you feel like, oh my God, it's a new year, new life, new me? Or was it just like, eh? Or was it numb? Like, how was that for you?
See, when the clock struck 12, I was extremely excited. I was like, this is our year. But I was genuinely, like, excited and very happy that, you know, it's a new year, it's a new fresh start. You know, what's up with you? How was your 2021?
My 2021, it started off actually, honestly, I was really overwhelmed. So, like, I mean, I had hosted an event and I had spent my New Year's with like 7 people in that event, and that felt really good. But after that, you know, I was just alone in the apartment. My sister was out with her friend just having fun, and I was like, And I suddenly felt like overwhelmed. I guess, you know, when people talk about how you start feeling overwhelmed during the holidays because, I mean, I don't know, I was alone, and so I felt a little lonely. And I don't know why, like, it's like that single kind of lonely that I felt. I mean, yeah. So I was like, shit. And I felt so overwhelmed in that moment. I just started crying and I was like, ee. And then I was like, oh my God, it's a new year. So I was like, fine. And then I was like, it's okay. As Yashna says, let the emotions take you. You don't take the emotions. So I was just chilling and I just slept off that day.
Consume it fully.
Yeah, consume it fully. And I think that's something we also got from Tuesdays with Maury. So yeah. So then I was pretty low on New Year's. And so that's about it. But after that, I felt quite optimistic. And especially since a lot of my university workload was gone and I was on vacation, I was chilling the next day. I was just having loads of fun. But yeah, but the point at 12 o'clock, I was like, oh no, shit. That's why. Like, it was just horrible. But yeah, that's... But I don't feel like... I mean, it... Like you said, like, okay, new year, fresh start and everything. I get to paint my canvas clear. Like, I don't know why there's a sense of satisfaction. Like, okay, nothing from our past is there. Everything is wiped out, fresh slate. It's not true, but, you know, there's some solace that we find in knowing that we have a fresh start.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. Actually, I just realized that I didn't finish my story.
Oh.
And I started the new year off with traveling.
Ah.
So I have this very weird belief that whatever I do on the first day of the year is going to happen for the entire year.
What? I did not know this.
Yeah. I also started off with traveling. So I'm hoping that there will be a lot of traveling in this year.
I hope so too, bro. I hope you get to travel and see all the places in the world and travel to England and hope you don't get as sophisticated as them and colonize as them. But okay, that took a weird turn. Anyway.
The next question would be, like, I already asked you this question, like we touched upon this in the previous episode, but what do you... Now that we are already in the new year, how do you see this year, you know, panning out? And how do you see, what do you expect in this year, apart from the worldwide pandemic, but what do you expect in this year?
I expect a stable-ass job, all right? Let me tell you that. I want this year for me to launch, because I'm graduating this year. Both of us are graduating this year. I hope for the both of us that we get...
We won't be Indian postgrads anymore.
Yeah, we won't be Indian postgrads anymore. We're going to be Indian unemployed postgrads now. So hopefully we're not, but like, don't be surprised if that's... Yeah, don't be surprised if that's our, you know, tagline now. So I hope for a job. So not only do I get a job that's stable, but a job that I love. And I hope that for the both of us, that we have to do something that we really like. And I know that having that is a lot and not a lot of people get that. But if we were to, that would mean a lot. I have a lot more stuff that I want for this new year, but you go first. I mean, you go second.
Spoiler alert, I already wrote about this in my blog. Again, like I said, I think I mentioned this even in the last episode. I'm not someone who's gonna sit and plan this year ahead. Like, on a very, very, like, general overview of how I see this year panning out, I would expect either to do my my MPhil, or I would want to do my, like, I would want to get a job. So either of these two things would be, like, enough for me. Like, on a personal level, obviously, more happiness, more the usual things that everyone asks for in like every year. But I think we're reiterating, but I think I would like to be more present this year.
Yeah, you did talk about that in our last episode, about being more present and being more aware. And
exactly.
When I'm thinking about that, right, I'm thinking about how for us to show up for our years, we need to not let it pass that quickly from our memory. You know, like, so I this weird thing I have in my head, right? Like, okay, is it that time flies by quickly, or is it that we don't have a lot of memories to recollect that make it look like we remember a lot of stuff and that time went slowly? Do you get it? Or is it like, oh, wow.
Like, oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay. Adding to that, do we perceive time to be slower if we remember things more? Right? If I were to remember more details about my college life, obviously I might feel like time went slower.
Yeah. And I think it's more on how present you were in that situation. And if you are as mindful about every second of every minute, then I feel like you're likely to remember more things. Otherwise, life just passes by.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, but like you mentioned, like, what if we remember more stuff by being more mindful? And thus, by remembering stuff, we are able to soak in everything that this year has to offer.
Okay.
Or anything has to offer. So that is something that I really agree with what you said in the last episode and even now. And one thing I do want to be very careful about, like you said, is trying to intentionally remember every day a little bit, You know, not sticking and ruminating, but just allowing myself to remember. And I think with the pandemic, our skills have kind of stunted, like on a general level, like how immediately we get things, how sedentary our life has become, and how easily we can get information.
Yeah. Because
of the internet. I mean, it was there before, but even now it's grown even more with the pandemic. So taking time to genuinely slow down, I mean, like, really slow down, is something I'm really hoping for on my end.
Yeah.
Besides the usual emotional stuff that you spoke about. Yeah. Oh, another thing that I do want to look forward to in this year is for me to really expand on music. Like, I got a guitar lately. I think in December, and that was when I was at a really low point in my life, and I was like, yo, bro, I want to expand. So I got the guitar lately, and I love it because it's not that normal of an instrument. It's not like normal that you get it, like everyone knows about it. People were like, whoa, what is that? So I was quite intrigued, and I loved it, and I love how there is a sense of newness in that kind of instrument. And because I don't like the ukulele sounds, Yashna knows that, I go on and on about that. Like, I don't like it's how it's so ding, 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 ding. So I love basser notes, bassier and lower notes. So I really want to just start from the basics. When I got my keyboard, and Yashna knows this too well, I would play some random keys. Oh, it sounded good. I would go on and play that. I would play chord progressions like that, and I would use it to support my singing. I didn't know the names of the chords, but nah, this time things are gonna change, okay? I am going to learn to play my guitar lately very, very intricately, very, very mindfully, like Yashna says. And I want to start from the basics. So yeah, that's one thing I'm really looking forward to this year. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know how you're going to answer this question, but I'm just going to pitch it to you and see if you're ready to answer it. Otherwise, we'll just push it.
Okay? You're scaring me.
In this new year, will you avoid pain? And if yes, at what cost? Yeah. That's why I wanted to
I want to answer this.
Okay, good.
Yeah, she's like, how about she wants to talk about it.
I was like, yay, I don't have to change the question.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
I want to experience pain, but of a very particular kind. Like, I mean, it's not like I want to experience pain, but I'm open to experiencing pain.
Yeah.
When it comes to my career, like, I'm okay with that kind. Otherwise, I don't, otherwise, in terms of relationships, friendships, and all that, like, I don't want to experience pain on those ends. Like, it's not in my threshold. I don't have the energy for that. And this year, I just want to celebrate myself a little bit, you know, and value how I show up in relationships and friendships, and I just want to celebrate my family, everyone. So in terms of relationships, I don't want to experience any pain. I will not allow myself. I won't put myself in situations where I want to experience pain. But career-wise, yeah, I'm open to it. Bring it on, because I don't, if not now, when? So, yeah. What about you?
Like, will I consciously go seek out pain? No. But if it does happen, I'd say bring it on. I've spent my entire life being afraid of pain, and this year I got into the year saying that if there's pain, so what? You know, going back to the so what attitude, you know, like, so what if there's, you know, pain? But if it does happen, I'm just gonna, like, not avoid feeling hurt, and I'm just gonna accept it as, you know, it's another chapter of my life types.
Right. Another thing I really want to take care of this year is my health. And Yashna, like, I know people talk about resolutions, and I know so many people out there who, for example, who are smokers, who want to quit. You know, I hear that so many times. I'm going to hit the gym this time. But, you know, I see for people who smoke, right? Like, I mean, and this isn't for everyone. These are just like a couple of friends I know. The pain that they have that, oh my God, dude, I'm letting myself down every time I say that I want to quit. And that is extended for so many other aspects, even in my life, you know, like me wanting to quit sugar, me wanting to really work and be flexible with my body, you know, and especially meditating. So many of these habits that I really want, and so many of these habits I see my friends want, we're constantly letting ourselves down by not being consistent. And that's really painful. And I know people make memes about not sticking to our resolutions and everything. Mm. But I really want to show up for myself by being consistent, you know? Like, to have one thing in my life that, no, I've been consistent with this for the past year.
Mm.
I'm sick and tired of just, oh, being excited about something and then not having it and the buzz going out after a while and then I go back to the same patterns.
Mm.
I'm sick of seeing that in my life. So I'm just... Now it's at this point where people say, don't go too hard on yourself and all that. But me going hard on myself actually helps.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're going to show up for yourself. And every time I break that habit, I'm like, so you're going to let yourself down again. Is that what you're going to do to yourself? And that kind of helps. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. Like, I don't have anything to add to what you said.
Mm. So that consistency is actually something I actually learned from Yashna. You know, it's like... It's not about, and that's something I'm really, again, I think I mentioned it before, but in case I haven't, it's okay. You got to deal with it anyway. It really helped me to have her around, to be like, listen, you got to be consistent. You got to be consistent. It's not about this. It's not about that. So having true support that really lies around me, I'm truly grateful for that. And to have her being like, it's about consistency. So, yeah.
Yeah. Thinking about, like, when you spoke about consistency and things like that, I recently did like an Instagram like post for a friend, and instantly I'd gotten like feedback from other friends who knew the both of us, and at least minimum 7 to 8 of them responded saying, I started this year off and I have a journal for this year because of you. That sparked and gave me the motivation to, like, I started journaling like properly, like bullet journaling properly in like October of last year. So I think I did only for like 4 months or something. October, November, December. 3 months. I did it for 3 months. And then like at the starting of the year, since I was in another city and I was traveling and I, you know, didn't have like the mental space to get into the zone of January 1st. Let's start doing all these things. Let's start doing the to-do list, blah, blah, blah. Deep inside, I was like, am I really going to continue the bullet journaling? And am I really going to be consistent with what I've been doing the last 3 months? Since these people, you know, told me that they're doing something because I told them to do it on an Instagram post.
Right.
That fueled that spark in me, which was like, okay, since everyone's doing it, you should also continue doing what you were doing, Yashna. And, you know, and literally today I sat down and I made a calendar for 2021. And I know I'm like, what, 7 days, 8 days late. But again, like I said in that post and like I'm going to say now, it's not about what you did in the last 8 days of January. What are you going to do for the remainder of January is what counts. So I'm starting today and it's fine. And anyway, I have like a weekly schedule thing. Like I can still start. It's not too late. I'm only 8 days late. Consistency, even if you slack off, it's fine. You can always get back to it. Because there are going to be days where you're not going to be consistent. And I think we're delving into the productivity a little bit. And we do have an episode for that. Watch out. but since you brought up the consistency thing, I was like, in my head, I was like, shit, I have not been consistent, you know? And like, while I was telling you this, and I'm like, it's okay if I wasn't consistent. I can start now. I can start today.
You know, I agree so much. Like, there's this quote that both of us were talking about from Jane the Virgin, if any of you guys haven't seen it, right? Like, Yasha was like, wait, what? But no, it's about It's not about the days, it's about the patterns. Is that it, Yashna? I think that's it.
I think that's it, yeah.
Yeah. So it's more about the process than the actual, like, you know, okay, how did you finish it? Did you do the goals? Did you da-da-da? It's the process. And I so agree with what you're saying, because even with the kind of things that I've been doing to take care of my health, I am keeping it at the bare minimum because I want to maintain consistency, right?
Yeah.
And even if I do slip up, I'm like, that's okay. This is one day in an entire year that I plan. I mean, year and more, but like, this is one day. You are not going to let yourself slack off because, okay, I did it one day. Now tomorrow is going to be another day. I can slack off too and then let it taper off. No. If it's like a graph, for example, it's going to be going upward, but it's going to keep having ups and downs along the way, and it's going to incrementally go.
Yeah.
Yashna can see my hand,
yeah.
But I hope you guys can visualize it.
There's going to be a dip. I agree. There is going to be a dip in the graph, but again, it can always go back up.
Right.
You know? And again, we're getting a little philosophical, but that's how life is.
Yeah.
There are going to be dips and you will have to push yourself to get back up on that graph.
Yeah.
You know? I like that. I like that example of the graph.
That's something about resiliency that's really energizing in that way. To know that, okay, I'm in pain right now, but the possibility that I could fight through this is, it brings me a lot of energy. And I wonder how it sits with you and it sits with the listener. Is that, okay, just thinking about this word resilience, you know? And being excited for the kind of challenges we might face. And even if you aren't in that headspace now, no pushes, no this thing. But in case you are, it's... like, I don't know, I'm kind of going on a tangent now, but like...
In terms of resilience, I've always been that anxious person, so that I'm not usually very excited about the future challenges because I'm too busy being scared of them. But again, going back to what I want of this, want from this year, it's more of that, more of resilience, more of not being scared of the future, like whatever the future holds, whether be it challenges, whether be it exciting things, whether be it trips, like I want more trips, it can be anything, you know, like that's my mind space, that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
And hopefully I like... by the end of this year, like when we do the review of 2021, hopefully I'm going to look back at the first ever episode of this year and I'm going to be like, okay, I made a prediction and I made it happen, you know, at the end of this year. That's where I'm at right now.
And for the record, I do want to point out that I can actually see you do that. Like, I mean, like I can foresee it. I'm actually seeing it right now. I can see it happen right now in this moment. So I just want to celebrate that because the smallest victories, the smallest victories are like the best. And yeah, did you have something that you wanted to add? I was just going to put in another, this thing.
No, I don't have. Tell me. What's up?
I was going to say that, like, when we're talking about resilience and all that, like, over the year, I saw so many people conducting a lot of workshops on these topics, like resilience and gratitude and everything, and a lot of people talking about gratitude. But, like, one thing I just want you guys to consider is to not just, okay, limit these kind of words to just one definition or one or two definitions of it and being like, okay, yeah, I know what resilience is. I know what this is. I've been studying psychology for 5 years. I don't know if this is your experience, Yashna. Let me know. Over my years of studying psychology, did I really experience what these qualities are or what these experiences? Only when I actually was put into some situations did I get the true meaning of resilience. Did I get the true meaning of gratitude and how the abundance of resources I have when I feel gratitude in my heart? Do you get what I mean? Like, don't limit yourself to what you think you know of these concepts. Really delve into them. Is what I mean to say.
Here's how I look at concepts like this. Definitions, what people think of it, what it's called. Yes, it'll help you understand what the concept is. But I always look at it in terms of what that means to you. And I think this is where you're also getting at.
Right.
Again, the term resilience, the term honesty, term royalty, the term loyalty, the term self-confidence even. what do these terms mean to you as an individual, mean to you, Kalpana, mean to me, Yashna. That's how I look at concepts, and that's how I know for a fact that if we are feeling that emotion, we know what it truly means to us. Like resilience, I wouldn't say I've never been resilient, but I am. There are very few occasions where I've been resilient, and I'm proud of those, you know, moments where I've been resilient. So I know what it feels like to be resilient, and I want more of resilience in my year, in this year, 2021.
Yeah.
So I know what it feels like. I know what sadness is, but I don't know what heartbreak is because I've never gone through that emotion. Love, I have gone through it, maybe platonic, maybe you know, serious,
right.
Maybe in the form of a baby's love, but I have experienced love, you know, like I know what it feels like. And but again, I've never experienced heartbreak, so I don't know what it feels like. So I can't, like, I can probably Google like the definition of heartbreak and be like, okay, this is heartbreak.
Yeah.
But do I really know what heartbreak is?
Yeah.
You know, that's how I look at these terms. And getting a little technical also, even though psychological terms. There have been so many things where I'm like, have I actually felt this? Do I know what this means? Depression, anxiety, you know, schizophrenia. Unless we're a schizophrenic, we won't know how it feels to be a schizophrenic.
Exactly, you know? So, yeah.
Like, now I'm touching in, like, I'm going on a tangent and I'm going and I'm touching stigmas and things like that. But again, you don't really know what, like, how anxious the other person is. You don't really know why they're anxious in the first place. And you can't just sit here and say that, you know, they're, like, those are irrational thoughts. Stop thinking that. You know, you can't say that. Because
yeah,
you don't
yeah.
know the extent of what they're going through unless you feel it. And hopefully you never do. And I hope all these, you know, disorders and illnesses run away from this world. But, you know, like,
even as therapists, yeah, bro, like, we don't know. We can only guess into what they feel and hope that, okay, we can connect with them through their experiences.
Exactly.
So so for me, where you were coming from, and something that really connected to me with what you were saying, is how this is also a time to just move towards more and more compassion. I know everyone has been talking about compassion and love and everything, but are we really showing up for other people?
In the psychology world, I've attended a lot of workshops, I've attended a lot of webinars, and most of them say that they're good with empathy and they're good with unconditional positive regard. And those are the two terms that always gets thrown around in the world of psychology.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Again, they may or may not be empathetic, or they may or may not give unconditional positive regard. But I'm not talking about them. But are you truly being empathetic? And are you truly giving them the space and helping them and giving them the unconditional positive regard that they deserve?
No, bro. I'll tell you, empathy is the one that goes on around. People are like, express empathy, show empathy. I'm like, but where is the feel of empathy?
Yeah.
Like, okay, as I'm going back to my previous point, we are talking about compassion, but how real, like, are we really being compassionate? Everyone will be like, this is the year we need to show compassion, we need to show empathy and all that, but are we really doing it, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
So play it safe. Don't call yourself a good listener. Don't call yourself a good empathizer, okay? Just show up. Just be present.
Yeah, and to be very, very honest, don't blow your own trumpet.
Yeah, exactly. And this is something that we wanted to cover in an entire different podcast.
Yeah.
So let's just keep it for that, because I really, we can go on and on this, you know. I mean, we said that in the last episode. This is what you guys signed up for, so.
Again, going back to what I want more of in this year, I want to be more mindful, even with my words, even with what I'm saying.
Bro, I agree. Like, that's one thing I want to work on so badly. Like, having faith that my message can come across with just a couple of sentences, and that's it, you know? And I was talking about this to Yashna, and I'm quite sensitive as I talk about this. I can say that about a lot of stuff, but But I'm, like, I feel so insecure that I say a lot, and I don't say more that's need to be said, because I have this fear that, okay, what if this person doesn't understand what I'm saying? So I have to explain and give them all it in one go, so that they don't have any room to say, I don't get you, you don't make sense, you're dumb.
Yeah.
You know? So do you see where that comes from? So And okay, so I mean, yeah, I want to trust that whatever I'm saying is enough and that's it. And I don't have to go on explaining myself, bro. I'm sick of explaining myself. One thing that helped that I would like to share is something that I actually learned from Heartfulness is that put it like, again, a lot of people who have faith in a universe or a higher power, right? Like just put the thought that whatever is supposed to be said is going to be said.
Yeah.
Right? Don't even make it about you.
Yeah.
And a lot of like what I say, you'll hear me say, don't make it about you. You know, pretend, like just put that thought that, okay, as I'm talking to Yashna right now, everything that is supposed to be said is going to be said. Nothing more, nothing less. And when I would do that, right, especially in our first couple of episodes, that really helped me channel what I would say. And even if I did talk a lot, it made sense in my heart and it didn't feel like I was going on and on. So just depending and leaning on that higher power for me really helped me put faith on something else. And that is a coping strategy, actually, that my professor actually added in one of her textbooks, that when we shift the burden onto something higher, you know, it helps us let go of some things that we hold on so tightly with and so scared about, like so scaredly. That doesn't make sense, but yeah, I hope you guys get it. The grammar.
Ye likha hua tha. Hashtag ZNMD reference.
Yeah. Likha hua tha. Speaking of destiny, I just want to add one more thing, okay? There's one thing that Kamlesh Patel, who is the spiritual guide for Heartfulness, he said that, okay, yeah, destiny is there, but how much of it is in our control? And I mean, I'm not saying this verbatim. This is my inference of it. Okay, although destiny is pre-written for us, you know, okay, fine, whatever. That may exist, right? But we do have the potential power to design our destiny, both in this life and for our next lives. For those of you who do believe in the next life, we have the potential to do it, but we can only design our destiny and we can only change our destiny right now. This very second. And that, you know, that's just something I was reminded of when you said that. Zindagi na mile ki dobara reference.
Yeah. I don't, like, I'm a little, I don't know if I believe in destiny. I'm not in that headspace right now. But I do believe that I am doing what I want to right now. You know? Like, and if I'm content with that, then I'm happy. Like, that's all I ever need. Like, I don't need to... Like, am I doing what I really need to do right now? Am I doing... This is a little bit of a Steve Jobs philosophy, but it goes back to... Am I living the way I want to live today? And again, this again goes back to being mindful. So, on a very, like, generic umbrella, I said I want to be more mindful. But now, since we're getting into specifics, and if the answer to that is yes, that's enough. And if the answer is no, how can you change that tomorrow? Or and if you're thinking this in the starting of the day, how can you change it today? Like, I'm not happy with what I did yesterday. What would I like more of today? You know? And again, I'm not getting into the whole year. I'm getting into literally only those 24 hours. Yeah, I'm breaking it down to 24 hours. You don't have to think about 365 days, 366 days, whatever. You have to think about today and be more mindful about today. And again, it's a work in progress for me. And I hope when I look back at this year, I hope that I'm more mindful. At least, even if it's like 60-70% more mindful, I would be very, very happy and content with how the year went.
Honestly, a lot of the stuff that we both talk about here is something that we're trying to tell ourselves. And that's why we're like, we gotta be this, we gotta be that. It's like a pep talk for ourselves. You know, what you said really...
In a lot of ways, yes.
Yeah, so what you said really reminds me of Lily Singh. Both of us really love her. I mean, we love her, right? One thing she said that like connects to what, you know, Kamlesh Patel has said and connects to everything I believe for what I want this year is you have to do things today that would make your tomorrow self proud of you.
Yeah, it's a very common quote. Yeah.
It is? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know. I thought it was her.
It is, even in Alfie Days's gym, he's got this, I think I'm saying this right, but he said something like, do something today that your future self will thank you for. His brand itself is called Future Self.
Right. I think she yeah. went, she said something along the lines of, do something today that your tomorrow self will thank you for, which made it sound a little different. Yeah. Something like that. Maybe if any of these strike for you guys. I don't know. I'm hoping that you really enjoyed your time with us today.
Yeah.
So, do we put a pin on it?
Yeah.
I'm going to repeat myself again, but we really do mean it. We really hope you had a great time with us here today. Hope you enjoyed listening to us and our tangents, which I think you will see a lot of, but I hope they're meaningful tangents. Really, really glad. And may you have the year that you want. And may you show up for yourself. May you be mindful. May you be everything that you want.
Happy New Year again. First episode of the year.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Sorry. Happy New Year.
And this is the first episode of the new year. Bye-bye, guys. Thank you all for joining us today. We would love to hear your thoughts and opinions on today's episode. And since we're also new at this, we welcome feedback and constructive criticism.
Please feel free to email us at theworthofouropinion@gmail.com. And since Yashna always tells me to spell it out, it's theworthofouropinion@gmail.com. If you have any questions or ideas that you would like us to answer or cover in the next episode, or if you have book recommendations that you would love for us to check out, do send us an email about that as well. We post podcasts on the 10th, 20th, and 30th of every month, so we'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.